Right now, a little parenting update. So our daughter is attending summer day camps, which were kind of a thing when we were kids, but maybe we would go for a week. And I attended a go-away summer camp one time in my life. I've told you about that many times, my trip to Circle K Ranch. Bunch of kids from the Metroplex, including the sexually advanced kids from Azle.
Oh, yeah.
And we went to Colorado for 2 weeks, and it was tremendous. It was so much fun. We'll talk summer camps at another time, but now she goes to a summer day camp a lot. Most kids, most of her friends are going to day camps all the time, like throughout the summer.
Oh, yeah. I'd say camps are a much bigger part now for kiddos than they were when we were growing up, even when my kids were growing up 20 years ago.
And my wife and I had the talk, because I remember when it was summer, my favorite thing was the fact that it was unstructured, that you woke up every day and you were just going to do whatever the kids in the neighborhood wanted to do, whatever you wanted to do. It was glorious.
Yeah.
You didn't have school. You didn't have homework. You know, if you're 5 or 8, you don't have a job. You may have some chores around the house, but you could pretty much for 3 months do whatever you wanted. So we're going to give her also some unstructured time.
That's good, because I think so many times it's just all about structure. What camp or, I don't know, what activity like swim lessons are you going to be in?
Mm-hmm. Part of that unstructured time is going to the playground. Talk to you a lot about how I've become a playground dad, and I love it. Love just hanging out with her at the playground. Sometimes we'll stay for 2 hours. And it's really interesting to watch her make friends. She will walk up to anybody, child or adult, and start talking to them. And she'll walk up to a little boy or a little girl that she sizes up as roughly in her age range, and she'll say, "You want to be best friends?" And then they'll start playing together. It's adults don't do this.
That's quite a commitment. You're committing to be the best friend.
Right. But kids, I mean, they can know each other for a half a second, and they bond, and then they're playing for the next 2 hours together.
Yeah.
And it's awesome to watch. And I enjoy talking to the other little kids at the playground, too. And we were there a few days back, and she starts playing with this little girl who was a couple of years older than her. And when they came over for a water break, I start asking the little girl, you know, "What's your name? Where do you go to school?" And she told me she just finished her soccer season. And I said, "Oh, did you all have a good season?" And she said, "Yeah, there was only one person on my team I didn't like."
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Seems like pretty good team chemistry.
And then I immediately thought of Cowboys end of the year press conference. Dak, what was the year in review for you? "Well, there was only one person on the team I didn't like." And what speculation that would lead us to.
Dak, who was it?
We'd be on the air the whole next day. Had to be picking. No. I bet it was... So that's fun to watch, and I love talking to all these little kids. It's a blast, and they say the funniest thing. And our daughter, who's almost 5, is right in the middle of that, just saying things that crack me up every minute. It's just hilarious.
Yeah. Where do they get it from?
Well, one thing that we have started to do, we've always kind of been on the lookout for places to go have lunch or go have dinner, and a place where she can run around and play with other kids. And there are a few places like this that have popped up. There's one in particular that we really like to go to. And it's got a huge patio. And they've got a big artificial turf area where the kids can play. And, you know, they've got a few toys out there. They've got a couple kickballs. They've got chalk and the kids draw on the wall. And it's just there. It's mayhem over there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a big spot. Parents go, there are probably, I don't know, 30 tables out on the patio, and it's got a wall around it so the kids can't just really run off out into the parking lot. And so the food's pretty good as well, so the parents hang out. We'll go there with friends a lot, or we'll just go there, just our family, and we just turn our daughter loose, and she will immediately make a friend or two or five, and they'll play, and you have to pull them away when dinner gets there. But it's a great scene because the parents can hang out and have adult conversations, and the kids love it.
You have some drink specials?
They got drink specials. Yeah, you'd love it. They have frozen awesomes.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a really cool place. And they also have an indoor seating area, but the place to be with kids is outdoors. So we go to that place once a week or once every couple of weeks. So we're there a few nights ago. And she's playing the whole evening, and we have dinner, and then it's time to go. And so we stand up, and we got a couple to-go boxes, and we're walking out. And our daughter tears off to the opposite side of the patio. And I see her run that way, and then I turn back around to my wife, and we're walking out towards the main exit. And we're talking about something, and then I turn around, and I said, God, where'd she go? And my wife said, I don't know, where'd you see her go? And I said, well, I know she sprinted this way. She and another little girl just took off this way. And I said, I'll go walk around and look for her. So I went over to that side of the patio, and I start looking for her, and I don't see her. And there's a little stage on that side, and I stand up on the stage to get a better vantage point, and I'm scanning that half of the patio, and I don't see her anywhere. Then I turn around to my wife, get off the stage, come down. I said, I don't see her over there. Did she sneak out by us? Did she go out the main gate? And my wife said, I didn't see her, and she starts going out into the parking lot looking for her. And then I think, well, maybe she snuck back behind us. So I turn around, I go back to where we were sitting, and I go back to the big artificial turf play area, and she's not there.
Is the panic setting in yet?
The panic starts to set in, and now I'm thinking, okay, where could she have gone? The part of the patio that I saw her sprint to was walled off, so there's no way she could have gone out to the street or the parking lot from there. But, you know, these kids are little, and when they're in a crowd of adults, it's like a middle linebacker trying to find Kyler Murray. He's small and quick and disappears. And so I thought, well, she could have gone inside. There was a door inside. And then I thought, I'm not going to look in there just yet, because if she's in there, she's okay. There are a bunch of employees in there and adults. They'll find her. But if she's out here and I can't find her, that means she is in the parking lot or by the street. Did somebody take her? I start getting million thoughts. I start getting really panicked, and my wife is getting panicked. And now I'm sprinting around that patio looking for her. And then there was one other exit on the backside of the patio out to another parking lot. And I went out there and I yelled her name and didn't see anything. My wife is covering the front part of the parking lot, and we both run back in, you know, after 30 or 40 seconds looking at each other. Where'd she go? Where'd she go? Don't see her anywhere.
Meantime, it's a matter of seconds or minutes, but doesn't it seem like 30 minutes have gone by?
Yes.
I mean, like it's just an eternity.
And the thoughts I had in that short period of time, and I remember at one point thinking, God, this has been about 3 minutes now. That's a long time. That's 3 minutes for her to wander away. If somebody took her, that's 3 minutes that they're down the road in whatever direction, and we don't know. And I'm getting really panicked and frightened. It's the most frightened I've ever been in my life. And if any parent has ever lost a kid temporarily.
Oh, yeah. That's terrible.
It's awful. It's just an awful feeling. So then I made myself calm down, and I said, okay, just think this through. She sprinted over here. She's got to be over here somewhere. So I said, check every table individually and look all the way around it. So I go to that side of the patio, and I start walking, and I looked at every table, and I got to a table in the very back corner, and I walked around the other side, and there she was under the table with another little girl petting a puppy dog.
Oh my gosh.
They had heard that there was an eight-week-old puppy there. That's why they sprinted over there.
That's not the puppy.
She was under the table, though, so I couldn't see her from almost any vantage point. And it was, I've never been more relieved in my life to see her. And I immediately waved to my wife, she's over here, I got her, I got her. But people there that night probably saw us sprinting all over the place thinking, what's going on?
Well, yeah. Hey, try that at Six Flags. My youngest niece, we were all that same group that was together at Jub Jam the other night. Go back 20 years, and all of our kids, my brother's kids, my sister's kids were little, and the youngest one said she was going to go look at something, same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, no one knew where she was. And I think 5 minutes went by. We had notified security there to not let anybody leave. Mm-hmm. We were, at least I was starting to be convinced that someone had taken her.
Yeah.
You can do that at Six Flags?
Well, we did that
order
day.
No one leave
well,
the park?
That was our suggestion. We have a missing child, and it went, I don't know, about the same amount of time, maybe 3 to 5 minutes or so. And she was the smart one, about the same age, about 4 or 5 years old. And she realized that she didn't know where we were, and she went and found a police officer.
Did she? That's great. Yeah.
And said, I can't remember, something about I've lost my family.
Oh, wow.
And they notified us, but those 5 minutes.
Awful.
You're right. It's the most paralyzing, just gut-wrenching.
It is.
Period of time.
It was the worst few minutes of my life.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
I think I was lost for 2 hours when I was 6 years old at Disney World.
Wow. 2 hours.
Yeah. Man, your parents must have just been.
Yeah, and we didn't. It was me and my cousin, who was my same age. We were both 6 years old, and she and I were told not to talk to strangers, so we didn't go to a cop or anything. There were, like, you know, security people around, but we refused to talk to anyone.
Yeah, that's...
'Cause we were literalist.
Yeah. I think some kids feel that way, and they don't know who to talk to. And that was my niece that day. She didn't talk to anyone except for a police officer.
The police.
Yeah.
That's another
Snitches
thing.
Snitches get stitches. Don't talk to the police.
Okay, all right.
That's another thing I kept telling myself is she's not the kind of kid that's just going to run away. She's not just going to sprint through the parking lot and down the street. She wants to be by us at all times, other than that moment where she heard there was a free puppy to pet.
Yeah.
And I kept saying, you know, trust her to make the right call. But then she's also 4, so you don't really trust them that much because they're in this world that they don't quite understand. So it was awful.
Yeah, it just takes a second like that.
And I was so relieved to see her. And I didn't do the, where were you? Don't do that. I made sure that I said, oh, a little puppy. You know, I tried to act like nothing was wrong.
Yeah. Oh, man, that is the worst.